Hello and welcome to Spoilers, this introduction to the play Jack Juggler. Following are some introductory notes and a plain text recording of the dialogue, plain text being the first cut edit of our full cast audio recording. It has all the text, but no SFX, no Foley, and it's the edit we use to hunt out textual errors, retakes or cuts. So it's not perfect, and we may change the take for the final thing. If you want to just enjoy our production, stop listening now and wait a week or two for the release. Or if you're listening in the future, look for the episodes future up the podcast list. Seriously, this is an exercise that some listeners won't enjoy. If it ain't for you, move on. If you're still listening, however, let's enter spoiler land.
Spoiler!
Yeah, definitely have to change that at some point. We're continuing our progress through the play with the battle between Jinkin Caraway and Jack Juggler. Lines 331 to 637 in every edition I have. Before this speech, we've had three speeches from the prologue, Jack Juggler and Caraway. After nearly 25 minutes in our version so far, we move from a storytelling vibe to an action duel, a battle of wits. Jack Juggler presents himself as Caraway, and he's going to use violence to force Caraway to accept the premise of the existential crisis. He basically goes, "Who are you?" Wrong answer, smashes him against a wall until he gives the correct answer. Now, live on stage, performed by boys, I bet this is hilarious. Really nicely paced, there's lots of room for physical comic business. This is a stage show to its bones. However, because we're audio, because this is coming via your headphones and it's played by older actors, it does come across as a bit evil. I've mentioned how, give an audience time to think in comedy and they realise that all comedy is evil before, so whilst we may be distorting the tone of the play a bit, it's still really good material and we're fairly happy with our recording, even without SFX and its current really rough state, and some of the levels really aren't balanced yet because, as I say, this is an early cut. Now, this is a long scene and it's fairly straightforward, so I'm not going to break the whole thing down, just give a few points of interest before we play it. So, the reappearance of Jack is punctuated with asides to the audience. And like many asides, there's a bit of a mix between how much is only heard by the audience and how much the other character can hear. Basically, in the first few speeches, Jack scares Caraway, and he's asking the audience, "Who is this guy?" All the while knocking on the door to be let back into his house. That sound has not been added yet, so there may be some odd pauses during the sequence.
"They be so far within, I cannot hear."
"Soft thy knocking, saucy knave. What makest thou there?"
"What knave is that? He speaketh not to me, I trow, and..."
And Caraway is obviously scared, leading to one of my favourite lines.
"His arse maketh buttons now, and who lusteth to fill shall find his heart creeping out at his heel, or else lying hidden in some corner of his hose, if it be not already chopped out of his nose."
He's so scared, he's literally out of every orifice. And every time he knocks, Jack tells him to stop, leading to this threat, where Jack addresses his own fists.
"Now, hands, bestir you about his lips and face, and strike at all his teeth without any grace. Gentlemen, are you disposed to eat any fist meat?"
Now, Caraway makes the mistake of asking whose servant Jack is, which leads to the discovery that he is Master Bongrace's servant. But hang on, that's Caraway's master. So Caraway says he's the servant and Jack can go, which Jack is not inclined to do.
"Danger.
Marry, I defy thee and plainly unto thee tell that I am a servant of this house and here I dwell."
"Now, so God me snatch, but thou go thy ways whilst thou mayest, for this 40 days I shall make thee not able to go nor ride, but in a dung cart or a wheelbarrow, lying on one side."
"I am a servant of this house. By these 10 bones..."
"No more prating, but get thee hence at once."
And back and forth they go till...
"Who is thy master? Tell me without a lie, and thine own name also let me know shortly. For by master's all, let me have the blame, if this knave know his master or his own name.
My master's name is Master Bongress. I have dwelled with him a long space, and I am Junkin Caraway, his page.
What? Oh, ye drunken knave, begin you to rage? Take that! Art thou Master Bongrace's page?
Yes, physical violence. Jack will continue to beat Caraway every time he says that he is who he is. It goes on through variations for a while, Caraway getting more desperate and confused. He goes through all the things he's done that day, and then challenges Jack to say what they were, which Jack can mostly do because he's sort of been stalking him.
Nay, that will I not, in faith, for no man. Except thou tell me what thou hast done ever since 5 o'clock this afternoon. Rehearse me all that without any lie, and then I will confess that thou art I.
When my master came to the gentleman's place, he commanded me to run home at a great pace, to fit thither my mistress. And by the way, I did a good while at the buckler's play. Then came I by a wife that did costard sell, and cast down her basket fair and well, and gathered as many as I could get, and put him in my sleeve. It ain't be yet.
Ta-da! We added the ta-da. Caraway is now getting scared in the existential way. Could he be living in a nightmare where he isn't he?
Now, art thou Caraway or not?
Ooh, by the Lord, I doubt! But sayest thou nay to that?
Yea, marry, I tell thee, Caraway is my name.
And by these 10 bones, mine is the same! Or else tell me, if I be not he, what my name from henceforth shall be.
Who am I? Jack exits, leaving Caraway to unpack his problem. Caraway then leaves, desperate and confused, leaving the stage empty for the entrance of his mistress, Dame Coy, and his fellow servant slash nemesis, Alice Trippingo. But that's for the next episode. If you have any thoughts about my brief breakdown, or if you have any disagreements with, or if I'm in error, let me know. I might re-edit based on your thoughts. And in the next episode, we will cover the closing movements of the play, the unravelling of Caraway before his mistress and master. That'll be lines 638 to 992. Till then, I've been your host, Robert Crichton. And here's the plain text of the Battle of Jack Juggler, performed by Hayden McCabe, and Junkin Caraway, performed by Simon Nader. Enjoy.
Oh, they be so far within, I cannot hear.
Soft thy knocking, saucy knave. What makest thou there?
What knave is that? He speaketh not to me, I trow. And we meet. The one of us is like to have a blow. For now that I am well chafed and somewhat hot, 20 such could I hew as small as flesh to pot. And surely, if I had a knife, this knave should escape hardly with his life. To teach him to ask of me any more what I make at my own master's door.
But if thou come from that gate, thou knave, I will fret thee by the sweet locks, so God me save.
Will the whole sun fight indeed, by mine honesty? Well, I know no quarrel he hath to me, but I were within the house, and then I would not set by him a louse, for I fear and mistrust such quarrelling thieves. Oh, see how he beginneth to strike up his sleeves.
His arse maketh buttons now, and who lusteth to feel shall find his heart creeping out at his heel, or else lying hidden in some corner of his hose, if it be not already dropped out of his nose. For, as I doubt not, but you have heard before, a more dastard coward knave was never born.
The devil set the house afire! I trow it as a curse! When a man of most hasty speedeth worst, if I be robbed or slain, or any arm get, the foe is in them that doth not me in let. And I durst jeopard £100 that some bawdry might now within be found, but except some of them come the sooner, I shall knock such a peal that all England shall wonder!
Knock at the gate heartily again if thou dare, and seeing thou wilt not by fair words beware, now, fists, me thinketh, yesterday 7 years past, that form in a sleep at my feet you cast, and this same day you did no man a good, nor were not washed in warm blood.
What whoreson is this that washeth in warm blood? Some devil broken loose out of hell for wood? For hath he slain, and how well I see that it must be my chance the fifth to be. But rather than thus shamefully to be slain, would Christ my friends had hanged me, being but years twain, and yet, if I take good heart and be bold, per case he will be more sober and cold.
Now, hands, bestir you about his lips and face, and strike at all his teeth without any grace. Gentlemen, are you disposed to eat any fish meat?
I am supped, I thank you, sir, and list not to eat. Give it to them that are hungry, if you be wise.
It shall do a man of your diet no harm to sup twice. This shall be your cheese to make your meat digest. For I tell you, these hands weigheth of the best.
I shall never escape. See how he waggeth his hands.
With a stroke they will lay a knave in our lady bonds, and this day yet they have done no good at all.
Ere thou essay them on me, I pray thee, lame them on the wall. But speak you all this in earnest or in game? If you be angry with me, truly you are to blame, for have you any just quarrel to me?
Ere thou and I part, that will I show thee.
Or have I done at you any manner displeasure?
Ere thou and I part, thou shalt know thou mayest be sure.
By my faith, if you be angry without a cause, you shall have amends made with a couple of straws. By thee I set whatsoever thou art, but for thy displeasure I care not a fart. May a man demand whose servant you be?
My master's servant I am, for verity.
Ha! What business have you at this place now?
Nay, marry, tell me what business hast thou? For I am commanded for to watch and give diligence that in my good master Bongrace's absence no misfortune may happen to his house certain.
Well, now I am come, you may go hence again, and thank them that so much for my master have done, showing them that the servants of the house be come home, for I am of the house, and now in will I go.
I cannot tell whether thou be of the house or no, but go no near, lest I handle thee like a stranger. Thank no man but thyself if thou be in any danger.
Marry, I defy thee, and plainly unto thee tell that I am a servant of this house, and here I dwell.
Now, so God me snatch, but thou go thy ways whilst thou mayest, for this 40 days I shall make thee not able to go nor ride, but in a dung cart or a wheelbarrow, lying on one side.
I am a servant of this house. By these 10 bones...
No more prating, but get thee hence at once.
What? My master hath sent me home in his message.
Pike and walk, a knave. Here away is no passage.
What? Wilt thou let me from mine own master's house?
Be trudging, or in faith you bear me a souse. Here my master and I have our habitation, and have continually dwelling in this mansion at the least this 12 years and odd. And here will we end our lives, by the grace of God.
Why then? Where shall my master and I dwell?
At the devil, if you lust. I cannot tell.
In nomine patris, now this gear doth pass. For a little before supper, here our house was, and this day in the morning I will on a book swear that my master and I both dwelled here.
Who is thy master? Tell me without a lie, and thine own name also let me know shortly. For by master's all, let me have the blame, if this knave know his master. Of his own name?
My master's name is Master Bongrace. I have dwelled with him a long space, and I am Junken Caraway, his page.
What? Oh, ye drunken knave. Begin you to rage. Take that. Art thou Master Bongrace's page?
I mean, I have made a very good voyage.
Darest thou to my face say thou art I?
I would it were true and no lie, for then thou should smart and I should bet, whereas now I do all the blows get.
And is Master Bongrace thy master, durst thou then say?
I would swear on a book he was once this day.
And for that thou shalt somewhat have, because thou presumest like a saucy lying knave to say my master is thine. Who is thy master now?
By Jove, ow, sir, ow, wherever so please you, ow. I am your own, for you beat me so as no man but my master should do.
I will handle thee better, if fault be not in fist.
Help! Help! Save me life, masters, from the passion of Christ!
Why, thou lousy thief, dost thou cry and roar?
No, faith, I will not cry one whit more. Save my life! Help! Or I am slain!
Yea, dost thou make a roaring yet again? Did not I bid thee hold thy peace?
Safe. Now I lose crying! Now I cease! Help!
Who is thy master?
Master Bongrace!
Oh, I will make thee change that song ere we pass this place. For he is my master, and again to thee I say that I am his Jenkin Caraway. Who art thou? Now, tell me plain.
Nobody but whom please you, certain.
Thou saidest even now thy name was Caraway.
I cry you mercy, sir, and forgiveness pray. I said amiss, because it was so today, and thought it should have continued always, like a fool as I am, and a drunken knave. But in faith, sir, you see all the wit I have, therefore I beseech you do me no more blame, but give me a new master. And another name, for it would grieve my heart, so help me God, to run about the streets like a masterless dog.
I am he that thou saidest thou were, and Master Bongrace is my master that dwelleth here.
Oh, God.
Thou art no point Caraway. Thy wits do thee fail.
Yea, marry, sir, you have beaten them down into my tail. But, sir, might I be bold to say one thing without any blows? And without any beating.
Truce for a while. Say on what thee lust.
May a man to your honesty by your word trust. I pray you swear by the mass you will do me no ill.
By my faith I promise. Pardon thee I will.
What? And you keep no promise?
Then upon Caraway, I pray God may light as much more as hath on thee this day.
Now dare I speak, so mote I thee. Master Bongrace is my master, and the name of me is Jenkin Caraway!
What? Sayest thou so?
Oh, and if thou wilt strike me and break thy promise, do and beat on me till I stink and till I die, and yet will I still say that I am I.
This bedlam knave, without doubt, is mad.
No, but God, for all that I am a wise lad, and can call to remembrance everything that I did this day, sith my uprising. For went not I with my master today? Early in the morning to the tennis play? At noon? While my master at his dinner sat, played not I at dice at the gentleman's gate? Did not I wait on my master to supperward? And I think I was not changed the way homeward. Or else, if thou think I lie, ask in the street of them that I came by. And sith that I came hither into your presence, what man living could carry me hence? I remember I was sent to fetch my mistress, and what I devised to save me, harmless. Do not I speak now? Is not this my hand? Be not these my feet that on this ground stand? Did not this other knave here knock me about the head and beat me till I was almost dead? How may it then be that he should be I, not myself? It is a shameful lie! I will home to our house, whosoever say nay, for surely my name is Jenkin Caraway.
I will make thee say otherwise ere we depart, if I can.
Nay, that will I not, in faith, for no man, except thou tell me what thou hast done ever since 5 o'clock this afternoon. Rehearse me all that without any lie, and then I will confess that thou art I.
When my master came to the gentleman's place, he commanded me to run home at a great pace to fit thither my mistress. And by the way, I did a good while at the buckler's play. Then came I by a wife that did costard sell, and cast down her basket fair and well, and gathered as many as I could get, and put him in my sleeve. It ain't be yet. Ta-da!
How the devil should they come there, for I did them all in my own sleeve bare. He lieth. Not a word in all this, nor doth in any one point miss. Oh, for what I see yet between earnest and game, I must go seek me another name. But thou mightest see all this. Tell the rest that is behind, and there I know I shall thee a liar find.
I ran thence homeward a contrary way, and whether I stopped there or nay, no, I could tell if me lusteth a good token, but it may not here very well be spoken.
Now, may I pray thee, let no man that hear, but tell it me privily in mine ear.
Aye, thou lost all thy money at dice. Christ give it his curse, well and truly picked before out of another man's purse.
God's body, war son, thief, who told thee that same? Some cunning devil is within thee, pain of shame.
In nomine patris, God and our blessed lady, now and evermore, save me from thy company!
Now, art thou Caraway or not?
Sayest thou nay to that?
Yea, marry, I tell thee, Caraway is my name.
And by these 10 bones, mine is the same. Or else tell me, if I be not he, what my name from henceforth shall be.
By my faith, the same as it was before, when I lost to be Caraway no more. Look well upon me, and thou shalt see, as now, that I am Jenkin Caraway, and not thou. Look well upon me, and by everything, thou shalt well know that I make no lesson.
I see it is so, without any doubt. But how the devil came it about? Whoso in England looketh on him steadily, shall perceive plainly that he is I. I have seen myself 1,000 times in a glass, but so like myself as he is never was.
He hath in every point my clothing and my gear, my head, my cap, my shirt, and knotted hair, and of the same colour my eyes, nose, and lips. My cheeks, chin, neck, feet, legs, and hips, of the same stature and height and age, and is in every point Master Bongrace Page. That if he have a hole in his tail, he is even I mine own self without any fail. And yet, when I remember, I wot not how, the same man that I have ever been, me thinketh I am now. I know my master and his house and my 5 wits I have. Why then should I give credence to this foolish knave that nothing intendeth but me delude and mock? For whom should I fear at my master's gates to knock?
Thinkest thou I have said all this in game? Go, or I shall send thee hence in the devil's name. Avoid, thou lousy lurden and precious stinking slave, that neither thy name knowest nor canst any master have. Thou wine-shaken, pillory pick-for of lice not without a peck. Hence, or by God's precious, I shall break thy neck.
Then, master, I beseech you heartily take the pain, if I be found in any place, to bring me to me again. Now is not this a wonderful case, that no man shall lease himself so in any place? Have any of you heard of such a thing heretofore? No, nor never shall I dare say, from henceforth any more.
While he museth and judgeth himself upon, I will steal away a while and let him alone.
Good Lord of Heaven, where did I myself leave?
Or who did me of my name, by the way, bereave? For I am sure of this in my mind, that I did in no place leave myself behind. If I had my name played away at dice, or had sold myself to any man at a price, or had made a fray, and had lost it in fighting, or it had been stolen from me sleeping, it had been a matter, and I would have kept patience. But it spiteth my heart to have lost it by such open negligence. Thou horse and drowsy drunken sot! It were an arm's deed to walk thy coat, and I shrew him that would for thee be sorry to see thee well curried by and by. And by Christ, if any man would it do, I myself would help thereto. For a man may see, thou horse and goose, thou wouldest lease thine arse if it were loose. Albeit I would never the deed believe, but that the thing itself to show and prove. There was never ape so like unto an ape, and he is to me in feature and shape. But what will my master say, trow ye, when he shall this gear hear and see? Will he know me, think you, when he shall see me? If he do not, another will as good as he. But where is that other eye? Whither is he gone? To my master, by cock's precious passion, either to put me out of my place, or to accuse me to my master Bongrace. But I will after as fast as I can flee. I trust to be there as soon as he. That if my master be not ready home to come, I will be here again as fast as I can run, in any wise to speak with my mistress, or else I shall never escape hanging, doubtless!